Our morning show today from WRCO and WRCE focuses on Boaz. Our good friends there are going to be welcoming one and all for Boaz Fun Days this weekend. And in the studio, we have Gene Nix, treasurer and secretary for Boaz Fun Days. And Daryl Clark is back to talk about Southwest WI Pullers, who will be a part of the festivities this weekend as well. And all summer long at a lot of community events. Well, Gene, here we are again. You were here just a year ago.
I know. And this year really snuck up on me because I'm thinking I'm always going to get a head start on Fun Days. But this year marks our 50th year.
Wow.
The first one was in McCloy's field or pasture. I hope I wasn't in his pasture because that would have been nasty. But anyway, in 1974 started Boaz Fun Days.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really kind of neat, in our Macedon building, which will be open during Boaz Fun Days for people to go through, it's got the clippings of Boaz Fun Days the first year. So it's got a lot of history there. That's really neat to kind of read up on that.
That's nice that somebody scrapbooked that.
Oh, yeah. Gladys Anderson, you want to know anything about Boaz? Talk to Gladys.
Yeah.
So she knows everything. But we're trying to do a lot of neat things this year, being Boaz's 50th year. And we're going to especially have T-shirts out there again. And so I'll have my kids out there selling T-shirts to the people. We've got some special things to actually auction off this year. For the tractor truck pullers, we'll have down there, it's a antique John Deere pedal tractor.
Mm.
So, nothing against Daryl here, but it's green.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's green. I'd still take it. You know, I don't know if the pedals might, and I might be able to reach the pedals.
I can.
Oh, you can.
I was looking for red, but they cost too much. But anyway, we're going to have 50-50 raffles going on. We've got actually ice cream on the grounds this year from Utter Butter Creamery.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be there. They came to our last poll last year. Their ice cream is awesome. And we're going to start out Friday night with our lion's fish fry. And that'll go until about 7 o'clock. And the softball tournament starts at 7. We did have 16 teams started. We were really pushing to have it full this year. But teams drop out. But we're down to 14. So it's a good start there. And then we're going to have a DJ Friday night. So the Southwest Pullers, Daryl, will be in Friday night, and that's going to start at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it really starts leveling up,
kind of getting underway.
Well, yeah, and a lot of pulling going on in general over the whole weekend. Boaz Fun Days, the neatest part about Boaz Fun Days, we could give away free tickets to everybody because there's no admission to it, and there's a lot of money that Boaz Fun Days committee spends to bring Southwest Pullers on Friday night, the American Mini Pullers on Saturday morning, and the Tri-State Pullers on Saturday night. They spend a lot of money to bring these shows to town, and it's all supported just through the sales of food and beverages, as well as the 50-50 drawings and the raffles. So it's all self-supported. So we'd invite anybody and everybody to come on out and enjoy a lot of just good family fun. There's something there for everybody. And we'll let you talk about Saturdays. We'll get back to the truck and tractor pulling for both days here in a short bit.
Oh, Gene, last year you guys almost set an attendance record, I think, didn't you, for Boaz Fun Days?
Yes. We opened up our hayfield right across from the park, and we've been praying because of all the rain that it doesn't get too wet. So we got our second crop off already. No rain on it in the haymouse. So there will be parking in the field. We just hope that people use caution when they go in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and how does the park look right now after the rains and everything?
Not bad. Not bad. We still had our horse show last weekend, so it's still good.
Awesome. Good to hear. Well, tell us about Saturday then.
Well, Saturday, evidently, when the garden tractor pullers come in, they are always hungry. So what the Lions Club asked me, can we put on a pancake breakfast early Saturday morning? And I says, well, that's great, because I'm not up and around with all the food yet at that time, so that's really helping me out. And then we're going to have the softball tournament again, starting again at 8 o'clock. And what we have going on Saturday, we have entertainment for the kids. There's games, face painting by Candace. She comes back every year. She loves doing it. Then we also have the Boaz Saddle Club raffle drawing at 2 o'clock. So there's still going to be tickets to bought that day if you want. They're $20 a ticket, but there's four awesome guns. And so come up to the food stand there and we'll sell you a ticket. Excuse me. And then Saturday night, Donnie Razick is from Boaz. So he's going to be performing for us Saturday night, which underneath the shelter there, and so the fireworks. Mm. I've had a lot of sponsors actually sponsor the fireworks. Last year, they said it was the best one around anywhere. And I tell you, Brian and Richie and Ryan do an awesome job setting them off, and it's going to be better this year.
So that's probably at the end. Do you stop the ball game?
The ball game. We stop the poll at 9 o'clock is the fireworks.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be bigger this year. So don't go in my garage and smoke because I know where all the fireworks are. But it's...
Good point. We won't do that. No.
No. And Tri-State is the ones coming in to pull Saturday mm-hmm. night, which is... I give kudos to the truck pullers because, you know, I'm trying to set up and I do the food stand down there, which Kevin Jasper actually built me a new food stand. So that's really nice in memory of Lynn Jasper and Tractor Bob.
Oh, okay.
Did you know Tractor Bob?
I did not, but I know that Kevin's dad, Randy, was also instrumental in the history of the park there at Boaz as well.
Yeah.
Could you talk about the board members and the people kind of behind the scenes there that help out, Gene?
Well, Kevin actually, he gets everything scheduled for the sleds and the tractor pulls and everything like that. Ken, next, my husband, he actually handles all the softball thing. And we've been struggling this year. We had a pole go down in the park. And with the insurance, we're getting some LED lights, and Alliant and REC is actually putting up poles for us. So we're going to get that going this year.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So. I mean, we've had a lot of good sponsors this year. It's phenomenal. All the sponsors coming out, and we're so grateful. Brian Swanson actually is the president of the Boaz Saddle Club. And they're the ones that helped me at the food stand. And that's the food stand up by the pulling track. So come see me. I've got pork. I got burgers. I've got brats, hot dogs, cheesy fries, cheese curds. I got so much food in.
You do. That's making me hungry right there.
You had your breakfast yet, Phil?
A little bit. A banana.
Yeah.
So I was going to mention, too, about the softball tournament. That's kind of something that you don't see a lot anymore in these communities.
No.
But Boaz has been able to always have theirs. That's kind of a staple of Boaz Fun Days,
isn't
it?
Well, Boaz Fun Days started just with a softball tournament. That's how it actually started. And so we tried to keep that going. So this year, and I put it out there on Facebook, there's a bat that's engraved, Boaz Fun Days, 50 years, 74 to 24. So that will be a silent auction for that. So I put it out there so people can see it. It's, you know, I know some of the guys will want that to keep it in our little trophy case.
You going to run on anybody that was playing in that first tournament in 74? They can maybe still pick up the bat or not?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know. I know there's some that are still playing, like Richland County Bank. Mm-hmm. They might have been.
They're veterans of the tournament.
I know. It's just, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Gosh, how old would they be? They'd be almost 68 or so.
Probably, yeah. But I have to admit, I was at the very first Boaz Fun Days, and I remember a band playing on the flat rack hay wagon in Cloy's shed. And so humble beginnings, and that was all a part of the fundraiser to actually get the park, wasn't it?
It was, yes, because when they started out, and evidently Kenny Huffman back in the day donated part of that field there on the side there. And I guess it was part of his farm, which I live on right now. To that for Boaz Fun Days. So it's grown. And the track, the guys really do an awesome job. The arena now, the horse arena, that we let anybody come and work their horses in there. I mean, we're going to have a horse show then on Sunday.
Okay.
And then we'll have chicken barbecue. And along with Jason Dobbs this year, Brian, and I don't know his last name, but he does the chicken for Lonesome Dove, stepped up and says, hey, I'll help you out there. So we're going to have our barbecue chicken also again for Sunday.
So you won't go hungry. I mean, we're talking
about fish fry,
pancake breakfast, everything that you serve, yeah. and then on Sunday.
And we have beverages, too.
Oh, you do? Okay. Beverages, that's a big part of the whole weekend as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then, anything else going on Sunday?
Well, we also have our beanbag tournament.
Oh.
And that's the Cooley Region cornhole tournament. And this guy, Mike, that comes in and runs that for me, he does a great job. He says, all we want when they're there is set up and have food and drinks, and they like playing. So when you're done playing softball, and if you're kind of out of it, go over and throw some beanbags, because it's getting to be a big ordeal, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. One thing I was really hoping to get this year, because it was fun last year, is the pig poop bingo.
That had to be canceled, or what? You just couldn't get enough
They couldn't find a place to raise the pigs, but it was such a riot last year, because I says, keep feeding those pigs, and don't wear them out until they poop on my numbers.
Right, so, right, exactly.
They didn't poop on my numbers.
They didn't? You didn't win last year?
No.
Oh, man. So I've heard it with cows so much, but I know Boaz was one of the first to have that I remember hearing about pigs.
Yeah, so. I didn't know what it was. So When I seen it, it's like, this is kind of neat. I like it.
Hmm.
But he says, keep him in mind.
Maybe next year.
I'm hoping, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll have to give him a spot to raise his pigs. I don't know.
Oh, awesome, Gene. Daryl, yeah, listen, you know, we were here a couple of weeks ago talking about Southwest Pullers and some really big meets. Now, Boaz kind of ranks right up there, doesn't he?
It absolutely does. And I'm here today to help promote Boaz Fun Days as a whole. Obviously, on Friday night, Southwest Pullers is taking the main stage at 6 o'clock on Friday evening. Mm-hmm. But on Saturday evening, the Tri-State Pullers will be in front of the, I guess you could say the Boaz Grandstand, but they'll be in front of the grandstand at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. And now last year, if I remember correctly, was the first year that the Tri-State Pullers were in town for a show.
Yeah.
Now, Tri-State and Southwest are two of the premier regional clubs in this part of the state, and it's great to have them both in Boaz for their 50th Boaz Fun Days. But as far as polling, there's something for everybody this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting it out at 10 o'clock on Friday. Excuse me. Well, we'll go back to Friday night, 6 o'clock. The Southwest Pullers are going to start out with a couple local classes, a stock gas and a stock diesel class that's not sanctioned by Southwest Pullers. And then they'll have their full Southwest Pullers show, which headlines around, but it's not limited to the Pro Street diesel truck class. That's probably one of the biggest draws for Southwest Pullers is the Pro Street diesel truck class. That's a 2.6 diesel truck class for those that are familiar with polling. But then the Work Street diesel trucks, another popular class. And between those two classes, we'll have pullers that will probably could reach out as far as 150-mile radius to bring participants in, as well as an array of tractor classes as well for at least a 4 to 4.5 hour show on Friday night that starts at 6 o'clock.
Do they have to put Boaz in the GPS, or can they find
him? Well, everybody can find Boaz. Everybody can find Boaz. But then on all roads lead to Boaz.
Gene's got a shirt that says all roads lead to Boaz.
And then on Saturday after or Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, they're bringing the American Mini Pullers in, and that's garden tractors and kind of a I wouldn't say a late addition. There was a little bit of a scheduling conflict with the American Mini Pullers, and it ended up working out fine. They're going to bringing their show in starting at 10 o'clock, and they're going to add that in with antique tractors.
Mm-hmm.
and some other farm tractors. And then at about 5 o'clock on Saturday evening, they'll have one class of 9,000-pound non-turbo tractors for the local farm participants to come in and enjoy and have fun and have their chance to pull there at Boaz as well. And then at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, the Tri-State Pullers will be in town too. Now, there's similarities but differences between the Tri-State and Southwest Pullers. So anybody out there that's interested in it, well, first of all, Southwest Pullers, you can check out their website, southwestwipullers.com, find out a little more about them. And then Tri-State Pullers, tristatepullers.com. You can find out more about them as well. They have some similar classes. They're going to be sharing two classes, two tractor classes. But as I mentioned earlier, the Southwest Pullers and their diesel truck classes, that's I wouldn't say they're solely known for that, but it's a big headline for the Southwest Pullers. And then, but the Tri-State Pullers, they're going to be bringing in some super stock and open stock four-wheel drive trucks, as well as two-wheel drive modified trucks, as well as one open tractor class, which depending on who is available and not having any other circuit conflicts and may show up to join us, we've had tractors that will turn out upwards of 5,000 horsepower that will potentially turn up on Saturday night. There's no guarantee with that, but I know that we'll have at least a handful of limited pro stocks, which will be in that 2,700 to 2,800 pound, horsepower range, diesel powered tractors to put on quite a show there in Boaz. Now that the track in Boaz has become quite a favorite for a lot of the pullers in the area, and Kevin Jasper that was mentioned earlier, he has done a lot of work on that track, done a lot of work in the park to make the park easier and better for the pullers as well. But so we've got a great weekend of pulling entertainment. And once again, the Tri-State Pullers kick off on Friday night at 6 o'clock, and we might be able to get the show in before the fireworks at the end, but the fireworks will be right around dusk, about that time.
Yes.
So a full weekend of pulling anything out there that you can pull. There's probably going to be that taking place on the track in Boaz over the weekend.
Will you see people pulling maybe both nights? Or
There's two classes that Tri-State and Southwest do share. Matter of fact, a unique part about Southwest show on Friday night, the altered farm tractors as well as the improved farm stock tractors will be already pulling once that evening in Bloomington at the Blake's Prairie Junior Fair with the Tri-State Pullers. But these organizations work together, Phil, and it's great that the two organizations work together. So they'll schedule them first in the pulling order at one event, and then they will hit the road and come to Boaz to finish out the night at Boaz. So
the engines will still be warm, won't they?
Therefore, those two classes will be back in Boaz on Saturday night as well. So you'll get to see them in Boaz on both evenings.
It's great that you work together like that.
Everybody has to, but it was last year, I believe, the Friday night Southwest pull conflicted with a pull in St. Charles, Minnesota. And there was one of those classes that pulled first in St. Charles, Minnesota and hit the road for a 2.5 hour very quick trip down to Boaz to put on a show. Now that's the dedication of the pullers, and that says a lot about the pulling community out there as well.
That really does. Dedication to get there and be a part of it. So you got to love it, don't you?
Yeah. So we'd invite anybody and everybody, come on out, enjoy the afternoon on Friday evening with Southwest Pullers, on Saturday morning, the mini pullers as well as the antique tractors, and then 5 o'clock that evening on Saturday evening, a farm class, a 9,000 pound non-turbo farm class, and then the Tri-State Pullers to bring their show to town, and then the fireworks in the end on Saturday evening, and then Sunday as well, as Jean had mentioned.
Oh yes, and Sunday it's kind of like my cooling down period, sort of.
when do you get your nap then, Jean?
I don't.
Oh, you don't. Maybe Monday. No?
Okay. But the pullers, the groups that come in, and I'm usually there setting up, and that I would have to thank those guys, They go, what can we do to help you? Can we get you some stuff? And they'll carry stuff over for me. So they're a good community to have come into us because they help out so much there.
Yeah, definitely. And as Daryl mentioned, the track is in good shape.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like you'll be ready to roll.
And then I ran out of paint. I had to paint our bridge in Boaz. If you notice our little walk bridge, it's pretty bright red. I didn't realize how red that was going to be. But anyway, I started painting an announcing stand. Of course, Kevin did notice that. It's red. Sorry.
Is it red?
Okay. It's red.
Most. International red. That'll make the international polar happy.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a great day. Now, the horse show is more or less a fun show, and they do a lot of stuff that is hilarious. They'll do, like, Dizzy Cowboy. They go down. They have a baseball bat. They have to go around 10 times and try to run back. And I tell you what, you keep laughing and laughing because they get so far and plop on the ground. And it's just, it's hilarious what they do out there. But our Boaz Saddle Club is a great club. They're the ones that actually help put on the food at the track, cooking and stuff. So I have to give them a big thanks. Because Catherine Swanson, she's there from daylight to dark with me.
The proceeds from Boaz Fun Days, do they go right back to the community and the park?
Well, it pays all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you know, with... And that's why we tell people, please don't carry in, you know, because the money that we make, and I hate to say this because people don't realize how much it costs to put on this. It's $23,000 just for the pulling. So we have to raise money.
Wow. Yeah, you do. And then you mentioned fireworks. It all adds up, doesn't
yep.
it?
Yep.
So, well, good for
it's
you
probably
going
to be close to $4,000 plus for fireworks
okay.
this year because it's the 50-year one. And we're going to really blow it up.
Yeah. I don't blame you. It's worth yeah. it. Is worth
oh, yeah. It's worth it. And, you know, even though all the work and stuff I put into it, it's nice to see it happen.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're going to leave the blowing up to the fireworks. We hope that none of that happens on the polling track.
Yeah, we'll hope not. You're going to be the announcer, right?
I'll be there on Saturday evening. On Friday evening, I'll have a conflict. But, you know, once again, Southwest... just touching a little bit on their schedule, just some highlights. Once again, you can find it on their website. But rescheduled July 27th, in Boscobel, Smoke in the Valley. That was canceled. It got rained out about in June, so that is rescheduled for July 27th at 6 p.m. And then on down the line, Hub City on August 16th, Elroy Fair. Elroy Fair, it got rained out. That is rescheduled for Saturday, September 14th. Now, but then also, as we've talked before here on WRCO, the Richland County Fair on Friday night, September 6th, will be in front of the grandstand at the Richland County Fair. And then the Tri-State Pullers, you know, they're going to be in the region as well, too. Lansing, Iowa on August 10th, that's a 1 p.m. show. Lancaster at the Grant County Fair on Saturday, August 17th. Crawford County Fair, August 23rd. It's a Friday night, 6:30 p.m. start at the Crawford County Fair in Gays Mills. And then Mineral Point at the Iowa County Fair on August 31st as well. So a full season for both of those clubs. And first and foremost, it looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate this week.
Yes.
Friday night and Saturday night. Two great nights of polling, and during the day on Saturday, mini pullers, antique tractors, and a farm class as well. Come on down, bring your hunger, bring your thirst, go home satisfied with everything, with a softball tournament and all of the meals and all the fundraisers. And Gene did mention, this is an expensive project for Boaz to undertake, so they need to have that revenue from people attending. And once again, just reiterating, there is no admission. Very one of the few places that either Southwest or Tri-State can go to, and there's no admission to get in.
That's a great deal. You get points, right? The people that are pulling,
Southwest pulling and Tri-State pullers as well.
Right.
I mean, their season. It's a points accumulated points. Program, and you can check out the latest on each of their respective websites as well. And you know, as we get to the end of the season, the competition gets tight. You know, we were going to have the last full show at the Richland County Fair. Now we've got the rescheduled Elroy poll on September 14th for the Southwest Pollers, and then Tri-State Pollers will end up on September 7th. That's a Saturday night at Mabel, Minnesota.
All important polls, though.
Absolutely.
Get down to the
end of the
season. Every
one of them is. If you miss a poll, or if you happen to break down, your season's point standings are really in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. So weather has affected the schedule a little bit.
Absolutely has. Mother Nature has the upper hand.
But Jean has, she's done something right. She's got the weather people cooperating for this weekend.
Well, because I said, you know, because with people parking in our field, I made a comment. I says, well, if they get stuck, I guess I can charge them to be pulled out.
Hey, that's a moneymaker.
That's right. I want to also say, with Boaz Fun Days, we do a benefit pull every year. And this year it's September 14th. And this year is for Don Maley, who's been battling cancer. So if it come out that day too, we'll have stuff to sell and eats and drinks for a benefit.
The park does stay busy through the year, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's available for people to rent out too if they want the buildings?
Always renting out. Like I said, our horse arena. We have horse shows about every other week out there. And again, you know, support the Boaz Saddle Club. And the 4-H uses our ball diamond. It's one of the better ones around. And the lines are straight because I did the weed thing this year. So that's, and painted and stuff. So, yes.
What's your favorite part of Boaz Fun Days, Jean?
When it's over. No.
Other than that.
I love seeing the people coming. And they come up because I'm cooking. And chit-chat with them a little bit because I run the girls and the fryers, you know. And it's nice to see the people coming up and how they enjoyed it. And I like the comments they make afterwards. Like last year, the fireworks, they said, is just phenomenal. And they like the food there. And it's just a great time.
You must go through a lot of food. Do you have to go for reinforcements once in a while if you get low on some of your products or not?
Well, I think I have plenty on hand this year.
Okay. Yeah. It'd be a good problem to have, though.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else either one of you would like to add today?
Well, just mention that. Come on out. Enjoy the night. We give out free admission tickets to everybody, Phil.
Yep.
You know, WRCO can give them out forever. Ooh. Because...
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there's no admission. Come on out. Enjoy. Get something to eat. See your friends and neighbors. Family entertainment for everybody, no matter what you're looking for. And seriously, there's a good likelihood you'll see some of the better pulling vehicles from the upper Midwest in little old Boaz this coming weekend.
Yeah. And I'm a fan of the antique ones too. A lot of people like those during the day on set.
We should hook your tractor and Ron Fruit's tractor.
Yeah.
Chain them up drawbar to drawbar and see who wins.
I was going to say it could be the pulling sled.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks both of you. Here's to a good weekend.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Phil.
Gene Nix joining us from Boaz Fun Days, treasurer and secretary, and also Daryl Clark, a good friend from Southwest WI Pullers in this portion of the morning show.